Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Then it says this, and come together again, that intimacy again, after the prayer and fasting, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinency. Do you know what the word incontinency means? I can't even say it hardly. You know what we use the word incontinent today. It means without self-control. Without self-control. Okay. We use that word in a medical term today. They're incontinent. Okay. They can't control themselves. That's what this word means physically. They haven't had intimacy for a while, whether it's a husband or a wife. And the Bible says, Satan tempts you not for you can't control it anymore. Let's go a little farther. But this I speak by permission and not of commandment. For I would that all men were even as I myself. And we're going to get in that just a little bit farther. Unmarried. But every man has his proper gift of God, one after this manner and another after that. Therefore, I say to the unmarried and to the widows, it is good for them if they abide even as I. In other words, don't get married. We're going to go a little bit farther into this. But if they cannot contain themselves, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn. That desire, you know, I'm talking about that desire and that God puts in most people, okay, for that intimacy and all and between a husband and a wife. And it says, if they cannot contain themselves, if you can't focus on the Lord only and that man or woman, they just, I only have eyes for you. Marry her. Marry him. So that you, that bonds of intimacy is within that bonds of marriage, okay? All right, let's go a little farther. And unto the married I command, yet not I, but the Lord, let not the wife depart from her husband. Now we're talking about divorce. Let not the wife depart from her husband. But if she depart, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband, and let not the husband put her away. Obviously, this is talking about saved people, believers. Again, I need a whole lesson on this one, okay? These people wrote Paul a letter. What about my wife? What about my husband? And Paul's addressing this. But to the rest speak I, not the Lord. Now, this does not mean that, well, Paul went out of bounds. What it's saying that the Lord did not speak to this concern in his ministry that's written, okay, that Paul knows about. But under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, Paul, it says it up here in verse number 6, I speak this by permission, not by commandment. Paul is saying this, but to the rest speak I, not the Lord. If any brother hath a wife that believeth not, she's an unbeliever, and she be pleased to dwell with him, let her not put her away. These guys are writing, hey, my wife, Paul, is an unbeliever. What do I do with her? Keep her. My husband is an unbeliever, Paul. What do I do? Stay married to him. That's what he's saying. And the woman which has a husband believeth not. If he be pleased to dwell with her, he still loves her, don't divorce him or her. Now, here comes a verse that will throw everybody for a loop. But if the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband, if else were your children unclean, but now they're holy. Literally, he's talking about your unbelieving husband or wife receives the blessings of that home because you're a believer. The child of God is blessing your home, and they're going to receive a blessing because of the marriage. And we'll find out later. And who knows? Perhaps they come to Christ. That's the idea. Verse number 15. But if the unbelieving depart, if the man or wife who's unbeliever said, I ain't going to be married to you anymore. You're a church fella. I'm tired of going to church. I ain't tired of you reading that Bible. I ain't living with you no more. You ain't the same person. Here's what the Word of God says. Let them depart. Let them leave. A brother or sister is not under bondage in such a case. In other words, you're free. They leave you. Now, again, we're talking about marriage, divorce, and remarriage. And I know what some independent, fundamental, Bible-believing Baptist preachers say. But I'm telling you what the Word of God says, okay? They don't like to talk about that. They'll tell you if you're divorced, they write you off. Are you following? Here's what the Bible says. If the unbelieving depart, let them depart. And a brother or sister, that believer, is not under bondage in such a... For God hath called us to peace. He don't want them fighting back and forth. Leave, let them go, and you're free. And then it talks about, then you're free to remarry, but only in the Lord. I'm not going to get to all this today. Is this boring to y'all?
No.
Some of y'all need this. Okay. But when you remarry, but you remarry only in the Lord. Let me go, and I got 2 minutes. Let's go to verse number 25. Now concerning virgins, I have no commandment of the Lord. These are those who are unmarried. Yet I give my judgment as one that hath attained mercy of the Lord to be faithful. And we jump over that. One that hath attained mercy of the Lord to be faithful. What is Paul saying? Paul knew what it was like. I won't mention this. I'm going to move on. Paul was married and he had children. How do you know? I looked this up again this week. Paul, if he was not a member of Sanhedrin, he was trying to be a member. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He was at the top of, and to be on the member of Sanhedrin, you had to be married. No, you had to be married. You had to have children to be in that position. And it's unthinkable for a Pharisee to be unmarried. It ain't happening. To be a Pharisee, you had to be married. Okay? To be on the Sanhedrin, you're a Pharisee of the Pharisees. No, you're married. You have children. And he's God. I obtained mercy, so I know what I'm talking about. I believe what happened when Paul went to the on the road to Damascus, Saul of Tarsus. Saul, why persecutest thou me? Lord, what will thou have me to do? Remember that statement, okay? When Paul went to the in the desert of Arabia for 3 years, he went there. His wife and kids left him. In other words, Paul is now a believer. He's no longer a Jew. Are you following? In their mind, the family left him. They still do that today, by the way. If a Jew becomes a believer, guess what? They have a funeral for him. If a Muslim becomes a believer, they try to kill him. Yeah, whole story there. But they, because I believe that's what happened here to the Apostle Paul. That's a whole other thing. I'm going to leave this week. Can I give it one more week of this next week? All right. I suppose that this is good for the present distress. I say that it's good for a man to be so. In other words, it's good for you not to be married right now. The persecution, hard enough to take care of yourself, much less a wife and kids. You're running for your life now, you know, because of persecution. So it's good for you not to be married. And then look at this. Verse number 27. Art thou bound unto a wife? Seek not to be loosed. Stay with her. Art thou loose from a wife? Seek not a wife. In other words, if you're divorced, then seek not a wife. Why? It's good if you, because of the persecution, you stay unmarried. And then here's verse number 28. I'm going to leave this with you. Now remember, I didn't write this. And I don't care what those preachers tell you. Here's what the Word of God says. When he says, art thou loose from a wife? Seek not a wife. But... and if thou marry, what's the next four words? I didn't write that. Paul gave a thing about marriage, divorce, somebody get that phone, and remarriage, okay? Marriage, divorce, and remarriage. Under the right circumstances, under the right thing, Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, said this, if thou loose from a wife, seek not a wife, but if thou marry, thou hast not sinned. Can have 1 minute and we'll be done. I'll finish this next week. Do you know that preachers, and I'm saying preachers because I is one of them, have ruined people's lives because of this one thing about this teaching of marriage, divorce, and remarriage. It's ruined lives because of what's being taught. We'll talk about this more next week. I got to quit. People are waiting to come inside. Our Father, we love you. Lord, there is so much here, and Lord, it all comes from Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 4. The marriage is honorable and all, and the bed is undefiled, and Lord, you have a perfect plan and purpose for us. Lord, we just want to follow your will. Lord, bless the morning worship, Lord, the singing, the praying, the giving, the preaching, that you receive glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's get ready for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.